podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we're up a little later. We have our grandson with us, and Julian is with us already up this morning and by my side, as he was yesterday. As we continue our practice today, in a theme that kind of resonates with me ever since I found my surrender, and I call it the secrets of salvation, desires of wisdom of Jesus himself. It's in Sirach chapter 51 and verses 19 and 20. And I will share with you my thoughts as I read that scripture. I burned with desire for her, that is wisdom, Jesus himself, never relenting. I became preoccupied with her, wisdom, and Jesus himself, never weary of extolling her, wisdom, Jesus himself. I spread out my hands to the heavens, and I came to know her, Christ-fed secrets. For her, Jesus, I purified my hands. In cleanness, I attained to know her, to know Jesus. At first acquaintance with her, Jesus, I gained understanding such that I will never forsake her wisdom, Jesus himself. Amen. In the quiet recesses of my soul, there lies an insatiable yearning for the secrets of salvation, a burning desire that consumes my every thought and action. It is a longing not just to know about Jesus, but to truly know him, to feel his presence, to hear his voice, and to understand the depths of his wisdom. This divine ache propels me to seek the wisdom of Jesus himself, a wisdom that transcends all earthly knowledge and leads me closer to the heart of God. Each day I find myself never weary of extolling this sacred wisdom, for it is a wellspring of life that refreshes and renews my spirit. With hands lifted to the heavens, I have come to know the Christ-fed secrets that illuminate the path of righteousness and grace. In moments of quiet prayer and deep meditation, these divine truths are revealed to me, each one a precious gift from the Creator. Inspired by God's boundless love and grace, I have been granted an understanding that compels me to never forsake His Spirit. It is through this spiritual connection that I find strength, courage, and unwavering faith, even in the face of life's greatest challenges, even death itself, seemingly ready to die for another. Living the secrets of salvation is not merely a passive experience, but an active, vibrant journey of faith. It is a daily commitment to walk in the light of Christ, to embrace his teachings, and to share his love with the world. As I immerse myself in these sacred truths, I am transformed from within, becoming a vessel of divine wisdom and grace. The ache for the secrets of salvation is a testament to the profound and external relationship I share with Jesus, a relationship that sustains me and guides me on the path to eternal life. The secrets of salvation are found in the Eucharist, where we become Spirit-led, God-inspired, and Christ-fed by his true presence, encompassing the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. In this sacrament, it is a sacred encounter, the profound mystery and intimate reality of God's love as we partake in the holy feast that nourishes our souls and fortifies our faith. The Eucharist is the pinnacle of our spiritual journey, where heaven and earth meet, and we are drawn into a deeper communion with our Savior. As Jesus himself proclaimed, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink." John 6, 54 and 55. In this divine banquet, we are transformed and empowered to live as true disciples, embodying the love and grace of Christ in all that we do, to experience the secrets of salvation. Amen. Join me as we pray the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We pray for all the mercy that you graciously grant us in peace in our days, Lord. And we pray that by this mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Now and forever? Say now and forever. Now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, hanging out with my grandson Julian this morning, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Then my poem comes from the study of Sirach 51. It talks about the secrets of salvation. It is in verses 19 through 20. It's called The Secrets of Salvation, Desires of Wisdom of Jesus Himself. In shadows deep where secrets lie, a yearning heart began to cry for wisdom's flame, a guiding light to know my Savior in the night. With fervent prayer my soul did soar, seeking truth and nothing more. In Jesus' name my spirit found a love so pure, profoundly sound. Unwearied lips his praise outpour, extolling wisdom evermore. His words a balm to heal and mend, a grace that knows no bitter end. With hands uplifted to the skies, I glimpsed the truth through tearful eyes. Christ-fed secrets deeply sown by God's own breath, forever known. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Williams. It's June 2nd, 2024. We're recording this morning a little earlier than yesterday at 6.04 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up with the angels this morning with my beautiful grandson and love of Jesus himself. We continue to teach him about the true presence and the joy of being in the secrets of salvation. And we hope that we can have the opportunity to share that with you at some point in our lives. If we pray for your intentions, you may seek them at any point, and we will certainly share our intentions of prayers with those around us as well. So let us pray for those special intentions that we hold deep in the silence of our own hearts. We pray for our children, our grandchildren, those around us, and our parents, our friends, our community that we worship with, those that we are around a lot, those that we aren't around a lot, our good friends John and Marie. We pray for their intentions today. Lord, we just pray for those who are in need of prayer this very moment. That's either going to shoot that last hit in their vein or they're going to turn to you, Lord. And we're asking that you just give them the strength to overcome this and give them that light you gave me so many years ago as the secrets of salvation. Amen. We close today at 9:33 in the name of Jesus, reminding everybody, new month states our intentions that we are supported and brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.com. Again, thanks for joining me and my beautiful grandson. In Jesus' sweet name, we close. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, Jesus' sweet name. The secrets of salvation. Amen.